KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 63 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Well, a tractor accident Monday afternoon southeast of Neola has claimed the life of a longtime area farmer. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department accident investigator Mark Burbridge told KJAN News 71-year-old William Brick of rural Neola died when his Oliver tractor got too close to a ditch and rolled down an embankment into a creek.
The gentleman was driving a tractor, pulling a little flatbed trailer, hauling brush. They'd been trimming trees on their property, and he hauled the brush up to a creek where apparently he was dumping it over the edge. Well, it was, I'm estimating, 50-foot, drop into that creek. So it was quite a fall. I believe he just backed too close, or got the vehicle, the tractor too close, and it slid down into the ditch and tumbled, rolled.
The accident happened at around 3:45 p.m. on property that Brick owned off of Rosewood Road. Burbridge says the man was found on the embankment and was apparently hit by the tractor as he was tossed off. The tractor ended up in the creek. News time is 9:02.
Confused about health insurance? You're not alone. Nowadays, health insurance is a necessity. But how much? What kind? How big of a deductible? Write this name down. United Group Insurance in Griswold, Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. That's all you need to know about health insurance. United Group Insurance. Simple, straight talk about your health insurance coverage. And because we are United Group Insurance, an independent agency, we shop around for the best plan and rates for your personal and group insurance coverages. United Group Insurance. If you can't get to us, we'll come to you. You can't beat that. Look, isn't it time you got some straight talk about your health insurance? United Group Insurance in Griswold, Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
Officials are hoping for some sign of a missing Carroll woman, but they've stopped the active search for her. 50-year-old Dawn Allen was last seen in Carroll on May the 4th. Carroll Police Chief Jeff Kaler told the Des Moines Register that searches across seven counties and other efforts have failed to turn up clues that could explain what happened to Allen. The man Allen had been dating, James Snowville, killed himself May the 10th as officers were closing in on a rural property in Coffeeville County, Kansas. Kaler says investigators believe that foul play is involved in Allen's disappearance, and he acknowledges that finding the woman alive is unlikely. Well, a jury was seated and heard opening arguments Monday in Carroll in the first of two murder trials for Minnesota teenager Michael Swanson. Swanson is charged in the killing of convenience store clerks in both Humboldt and Kossuth counties in November. Jeff Blankman has this report.
Humboldt County Attorney Jennifer Benson described Swanson as a sane individual who understood what he was doing and planned it out. He told investigating officers that he shot Sheila Myers in the face so she would not be able to identify him as the shooter. He told investigating officers after the two shootings that night that doing so made him feel powerful. Defense Attorney Charles Kenville told jurors that Swanson didn't know what he was doing that night and has never understood what he was doing. Kenville says Swanson began having problems at the age of 3 and wasn't able to attend daycare because of his behavior. He went to a neurological center at the age of 3 and was diagnosed with a hyperattention disorder, which Kenville says is a legally diagnosed condition. He was in and out of inpatient, outpatient centers, got into drugs in an attempt to self-medicate, and it just got worse. Kenville told the jury that they would need to listen to all the testimony closely, and at the end of the trial, he believes they will find Michael Swanson legally insane. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.
Swanson is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree robbery in connection with the deaths of Vicki Bowman Hall, of Burt, and Myers. The trial involving the death of Hall is scheduled to begin July 26th in Rock Rapids. The Page County Sheriff's Department said yesterday two people were injured during a two-vehicle accident Monday morning near Shenandoah. 31-year-old Joshua James Shipp of Boise, Idaho, suffered incapacitating injuries during the crash, while 38-year-old Daniel Cernick of Omaha suffered unknown possible injuries. Officials say Shipp was traveling westbound on Highway 2 in a van at around 12:40 a.m. when he ran a stop sign at the intersection with Highway 59 and broadsided Cernick's Ford Fusion as he was headed north on Highway 59. Both men were transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center, and both vehicles were totaled in the crash. Authorities cited Chip for failure to stop for a stop sign. The National Weather Service says this week's rain in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa shouldn't significantly worsen any flooding along the overfull Missouri River. Forecaster Chris Foltz said the rain that fell Monday evening and showers in today's forecast probably won't drop enough rain to change the river's level by more than a few inches. The river is already several feet above flood stage in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri because a tremendous amount of water is being released from dams upstream. Omaha received about 0.7 inches of rain Monday, and winds of over 70 miles per hour also caused some damage in the area. The forecast calls for a few dry days after today, so there will be time to dry out. The next chance for storms appears to be on Friday or Saturday. Elsewhere in the news, the U.S. Forest Service and the Boy Scouts are teaming up to build new trails and improve existing trails in the Superior National Forest, which is in northeastern Minnesota. The Scouts Honor Society, the Order of the Arrow, will bring around 200 scouts and adult leaders from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and the Dakotas to the Grand Marais this week. Eight separate crews will construct new mountain biking trails at Pincushion Mountain near Grand Marais and the Sugar Bush Trail System near Tofte, and improve sections of the Superior Hiking Trail. The event runs today through Saturday. The Superior Hiking Trail Association, Superior Cycling Association, Conservation Corps of Minnesota and Iowa, and International Mountain Biking Association are providing additional support and coordination. Officials say two people were injured and one man was charged after two personal watercrafts collided on South Cibola Lake in Jackson County. The Iowa DNR says 28-year-old Curtis Wilhelm and another PWC operator, 31-year-old Michael Scott, both of whom are from Maquoketa, were splashing each other with their machines, and Wilhelm was approaching Scott from behind when Scott turned left and the watercrafts collided on Sunday. Scott suffered a broken leg in the incident. His wife, Kendra, received bruises, and they were both treated at the Clinton Hospital and released. Wilhelm's 4-year-old son was on his watercraft at the time. Everyone was wearing life jackets. Rescue crews have recovered the body of a man believed to have been drowned while helping rescue two children in the Cedar River near Mount Vernon. The Linn County Sheriff's Office said crews recovered a man's body at around 2 p.m. Monday from the river at the Palisades Kepler State Park. Rescue crews were called to the park Sunday evening after a man disappeared in the river while helping two children who began to have trouble while wading in the water. The children and a woman who also went in to help were rescued. The man was not seen again and presumed drowned. The sheriff's office did not immediately identify the man, but in an earlier release had said that he was 41-year-old Jonathan Paul Jones of Lisbon. An autopsy is pending. The Iowa DNR says it's traced the source of a fish kill along Whitewater Creek in Dubuque County to a hog and cattle operation located near Piasta. The department says manure from the livestock feedlots is pumped to a reception pit. The pit overflowed in the recent heavy rains, and the manure reached the creek. Minnows, suckers, bass, and other species were found among the dead fish along a 10-mile stretch. The department said the feedlot owner was cooperating with officials and had pumped down the storage pit so another overflow could be averted. And finally, in state news, now that the young birds have taken wing, the wildly popular Decora Eagle Cam soon will be shut down. Three bald eagle chicks that hatched in early April have left the nest. Bob Anderson is director of the Raptor Resource Project, which sponsored the Eagle Cam. He said that fans logged more than 160 million internet hits views this spring, and Anderson says the wall posting the nest's Facebook page will be shut down on Friday, and the camera is likely turned off by the end of the week. He says he's proud that the Nest Cam showed so many people the wonders of nature. He says that next year there will be more and better cameras and faster uploads, plus live video and other audio from other birds' nests. News time is 9:09.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, 78-year-old Shirley Davis of Avoca died Monday. Funeral services for Shirley Davis will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 92-year-old Marvin Westfall of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Marvin Westfall will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 102-year-old Floyd Sherburn, who is formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 12th in Georgia. Funeral services for Floyd Sherburn will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 77-year-old Glenn Rokoltz of Greenfield and formerly of Adair died May the 25th. Graveside services and burial for Glenn Rokoltz will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Canby Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. 63-year-old Greg Barnett of Atlantic died Saturday. Visitation with the family of Greg Barnett will be held on Monday from 10:30 until 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Lavona Brown of Des Moines and formerly of the Atlantic and Audubon areas died Sunday. There are no services scheduled for Lavona Brown. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting Hamilton's Funeral Home in Des Moines with the arrangements. And 94-year-old Isla Knudsen of Harlan died Sunday. Services for Isla Knudsen are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news brought to you on KJAN by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.